Seeking God's will. Joel 2:12, he tells us, let us turn our hearts to God and pray for his direction in our lives. So aligning our heart's desires with what God has for us is another form of worship. Thanking God for his great works, Ephesians 5:20. This is great. Praying to the Lord and thanking him for his great works in our lives. I have a lot to praise him for and thank him for today to get me here today. We've been through a lot. And we have two new twins to celebrate with. Ministry, Ephesians 4:16 through 18. Paul describes as living sacrifice the different ways we can live for God and minister to others. So just going out and actually serving God in ministry. Teaching others what we have learned from God. So our own experiences, our own testimonies can help other people. Hey, you're going through something? I've been through something just like that or similar to that. Let me tell you how God helped me through it. These are great ways to worship God by leading others in him. Matthew 28:20. We are instructed to teach others what we have learned from God. Serving others with God's love. Mark 9:35. Jesus tells us to be a servant to all. So humbling ourselves, not putting our own selfish desires first, but seeking the best for others. Sharing God's love with others. So not just serving, but actually sharing God's love. As we dwell closer to God and are in him, let us share that with others. I got a little subtitle there, Seeing Others Through God's Eyes. As I was going through growing and sharing God's love with others, that was one of the things God opened my eyes to, was it's not just, hey, God loves you, you know. It's more of seeing what other people are experiencing. They might even be yelling and screaming at me, but seeing from God's perspective, what's actually behind all that, and not just taking offense that they're mad. Sometimes they're just attacking just because we are children of God, and whatever's influencing them is influencing them to attack us. But taking a step back and looking through God's eyes, what's behind that, and how can God use me to help them in this moment, even though they're mad at me? So John 13:34-35, Jesus instructs us to love one another out of unselfish concern. We do this by seeing through God's eyes. All right, now praise and worship. We're going to kind of focus in a little bit closer and kind of dig into some stuff. Singing, playing instruments, and dancing. It's part of praise and worship. So let's zoom into this real quick. Singing. Ephesians 5:19. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. So as we fellowship with each other, let's worship together, just like we just did. But also, I wanted to point out, from our hearts. So as we sing these songs together in the morning, or throughout the week, if you're singing it, sing it truly from your heart. Not just I'm singing a song, because we can go anywhere and sing songs. But if we are really praising God, let's do it from our heart and mean what we're saying. God will hear us, and he will meet us. Psalm 95:1. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Here, God is not only encouraging us to praise him, but to be bold and loud in doing so, so others can hear and possibly encourage them to join in. So don't hold back, he's saying. Shout to the Lord. Psalm 150:1-2 and 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is telling us to praise him not only as we gather here, but everywhere we go. He wants all of creation to join in with instruments. This is one of my favorites. Psalm 153 through 5. There's a theme in these things. When I start looking them up, there's a theme. You'll see it. Praise him with trumpet sound. That's not very quiet. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. So he's there. He's telling us to dance. That's where that's coming in. Praise him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbals. He doesn't want us to be quiet about it. He wants to hear us. He wants us to sing from our hearts. He wants us to play our instruments. He wants us to be loud about it. Dancing. Psalm 149:3. They shall praise his name with dancing. 2 Samuel 6:14 as an example. And David was dancing before the Lord with all his strength. So dancing is a form of praise and worship. Here I wanted to point out, it was with all of his strength. It's starting to become a theme here too. We've had from our hearts, and now with all of our strength, we're putting it together. So I want to cover some of God's promises to us as when we worship. Love. Strength, rest, redemption, wisdom, the Lord will fight, the devil will flee. Let's dig into these. When we praise God, we draw near to him. This is a short list, and we're going to go over them individually real quick. So love, Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, nor will my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. He loves us, and when we draw near to him, he draws near to us, and that love will not be broken from us. It's a promise from him. It's not going to get taken away. Strength. I need this one. Isaiah 40:31. But to those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and raise up close to God like eagles, rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. He gives us strength. The closer we get to God, he strengthens us to do his will. He strengthens us to get through the challenges that we face every day. And I know I've faced a lot of challenges recently, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you have faced a lot of challenges recently. So take courage. He gives us strength. If we keep seeking and pressing into him, he's going to continue to strengthen us. Rest. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Follow me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. So not only does he want to help us through our daily challenges, help us do his will, and reach out to others, he'll also give us rest. As we're going through these things, as we're facing the challenges, he still gives us his rest. So we can be encouraged by that. Redemption. Colossians 1:13 through 14. For he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transformed us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins. kind of goes back to that repentance, but also our salvation. As we worship and focus on God, we will grow in our relationship with Him and our understanding of being His child as He draws us near to Himself. Wisdom. James 1, 5 through 6. If any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help. So we have to have faith when we ask God for his help. He wants to hear from us. He knows what we need. He can already give us what we need, but he wants to hear from us. But he also wants us to do it from our heart, and he wants us to have faith that he's going to answer us. And the Lord will fight for you. Many times Israel had to battle, and when they pressed into God for salvation, he directed them to go to battle with the worshipers out front of the army. That's an interesting position to be in when you're playing an instrument or singing. And as they worshiped him, God fought the battles and brought deliverance. So Exodus 14, 14, the Lord will fight for you while you only need to keep silent and remain calm. Here, silent, he's meaning to focus on him and not the problem. So as they were going into battle and the worshipers went out front, they were directing everybody's focus on God and worshiping him as they were going into fight. And God delivered them. So we just need to focus on him, not focus on the problem. That's what, be silent. Just not that they didn't need to make sing and praise, but just they weren't going, God, I got this problem. God, I got this problem. God, I got this problem. And focusing just on that those problems, they were actually focusing on worshiping God and letting God fight those battles for them. And that's where we are today. We can apply this to our lives right now as we face our battles. Focus on God and not the struggles we're facing.
It stopped clicking.
God's promise to us when we worship, the devil will flee. When we are tempted by sin, if we worship God in those moments, God will deliver us and the devil will flee. James 4, 7. So submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him and he will flee from you. This is a commandment that the devil has to obey. If we are being attacked by the enemy, if we are being tempted by the enemy, if we focus on God at that moment, just as Jesus did when he was being tempted. He kept turning it back to God. The devil's commanded. He must flee. Not go stand in the corner or get out of the area for a little bit. He has to flee. He has to run away from us when we are coming to the Lord in those moments. And that's encouraging. I'm really encouraged by that. So I want to cover a little bit on worshiping in spirit and truth. John 4, 23 through 24. But a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. We have now seen examples of how to make a worship in the physical and the benefits of worship. Now let's focus on worshiping in the spirit and in truth. Must have faith. Kind of covered that earlier with some of the other scriptures, but here we're going to dig in a little bit further. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. So as we worship, it must be true worship by faith in God and that he is listening. So as we worship God and we pray and we go through these daily living for him, we need to not only acknowledge him, but have the faith that he's hearing us and that he is listening to us and that he is doing the great things in our lives that we're asking for. So what does worship in spirit and truth look like? Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, your life, and with all your mind, thought, and understanding, and with all your strength. So those things that we were kind of hitting a little bit before, Mark sums it up here. Again, we have to have truth faith, not just going through the motions as the Pharisees did, where they pretended to worship God and didn't really have it in their hearts. God's telling us, no, we need to worship him from our hearts. We actually have to mean it. We have to keep him on our minds. That keeps us focused on him instead of the problems around us. And then give him our all. Push into him. Sing to him. He said shout loudly, huh? Colossians 3:16. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your hearts and mind, permeating every aspect of your being as you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. Hebrews 13:15. Through him, therefore, let us all at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Just like Jesus taught us when he said, this is how we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Giving God that thanks and recognition of who he is and what he's doing in our lives. Psalm 71:23. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you and my soul, which you have redeemed. Psalm 34. Sing to the Lord, O you his godly ones, and give thanks at the mention of his holy name. So let us sing, let us shout, let us play the instruments and worship God for all his greatness. Kind of see the themes that are going on in here. Psalm 96:1-4. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works and wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let us not only worship the Lord when we are alone or here as we gather together at the church, but also as amongst the rest of the people. As we go out and live our daily lives, let us worship the Lord. He's telling us here, declaring, worship the Lord and declaring it to all the nations. For what God is doing in our lives, so others will want to join us and know him as well. So as we go out and we're worshiping the Lord, as we interact with other non-believers and we're worshiping God and they see our joy, they're going to be drawn to that. They're going to go, what makes you different? Why are you so happy with all the stuff that's going on? We see the same thing, but why are you happy about it? You know, it's because we have the joy of the Lord. We're worshiping him and we see his victory in our lives. So he wants us to do that. He wants us to go out and proclaim his works everywhere we go. Faster than I thought. Psalm 96:9-10. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble in submissive wonder before him, all the earth. Say, among the nations, the Lord reigns. So again, he's telling us, go out, worship him, praise him. In everything you're doing, worship and praise him. Even in our struggles, we can worship and praise him because he is with us. We're not alone. His love isn't going to depart from us. He gives us the strength we need for it, and he'll continue to lead us and guide us as we press into him. Let us not focus on our struggles or the things going on around us in this world, because this world has a lot of struggles. But we'll keep our focus on him. He's going to help us through it. He's going to give us the strength for it. Go proclaim that to everyone we can, and let them see it. They'll be drawn to it, and they can come to him. The Lord reigns. All these ways of worship lead us to true fellowship with God and victory in life. So let us worship in spirit and in truth with all of our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our strength with music in our hearts. So as we go out this week and we face our struggles, keep our focus on God. Keep your focus on worshiping him. Sing to him from your heart. If you can, find a good worship song that just can resonate with where you're at right now. Typically, that's what I do. A lot of times, the songs we sing here, at least one of them will stick with me all week, and it'll be the thing that I can go back to all week long and just keep singing that and worshiping the Lord. Theo picked the songs today. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell him what to pick, and we're going through them, I'm like, well, those are everything that God told me to put in here. So, like I said, there was a mountain of information, and I was like, God, there's just so much. Where do I start whittling this down to? And he kept talking to me, usually around 2 o'clock in the morning. the first time he did it, I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this? He's like, I want you to say this, and I want you to put this in there. Like, okay, help me to remember when I get up in the morning. He said, you're up now. Go write it down. Okay. But God is our strength, and he loves us, and he's going to help us through all these battles and trials that we're facing, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's just the world itself. He's got us, and he deserves the praise. So as we go through this, keep him in our focus, and we'll worship him. So let us pray. Lord God, thank you so much that we can worship you. You say that where there are two or more gathered, you are there with them. And we are gathered together in your name, and we know you're here with us. And we worship you, and we praise you, and thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for calling us out of this world and letting us see your hand in our lives. And I pray that as we go through this week, that you will strengthen us and guide us and keep our focus on you, Father God. In Christ's name I pray.